Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And I'm thrilled to see how many people did get out and about this weekend. You know, Gary, I appreciate it. I'm live in Lynchburg this morning, and it was a calculated decision to get out of town and clear my head with all the politics that's been going on. I mean, I've got a big candidate forum tonight and a couple of other events related to politics this week, plus, you know, doing the show on a regular basis. And I figured I can't get to the winter and not have done something outdoors. So we have been here in Lynchburg at this beautiful boutique hotel called the Craddock Terry Hotel all weekend. It's been really, really nice, right in the historic district of downtown Lynchburg. And we've been hiking every day, and just it's great to remember why you want to live in Virginia, and coming to Lynchburg, especially leaving behind the drama of Richmond at the moment, seemed like a great thing to do. And we're fortunate this morning, BJ Alleman is the hotel director here at the Craddock Terry, and you've been so nice to us, BJ. I wanted to make sure I got you on the air to talk about this hotel. So this room that I'm in right now, it's got to be a 15-foot high ceiling. We're actually in an old shoe factory that's been converted into a hotel?
Yes, you are. The building was built in 1905, and you're right, you've got those nice high ceilings.
But the exquisite detail, you don't feel like you're in a shoe factory. What actually happened here? I mean, I was reading some little plaque in the lobby about 100,000 shoes being made at the height of production every single day in here. This must have been a busy place.
It was, and this building actually was the women's shoe factory for Craddock Terry, just one of many buildings that Craddock Terry Shoe Company had downtown. And so for me, it's a little special that it was the women's shoe factory, and hopefully as you walked throughout the lobby, you were able to see some of the shoe relics that we have and even some of the women's shoes that were produced right here at the shoe factory.
Yeah, it's a really interesting history. And if you've been through Lynchburg, and I know a lot of Virginians have family and friends probably went to Liberty or are still at Liberty University, which is just a couple of miles down the road, you may have seen this hotel because you've got a, it looks to me like it's 20 or 30 foot. How heavy is this high heel shoe that you've got mounted to the front of the hotel? I mean, it's got to
be like
a ton or something.
I'm not sure that it's actually that heavy. I believe, if I remember correctly, that it's made out of fiberglass. And I've heard some fun stories about them finding the shoe and actually being able to get it onto the side of the building. So it's not too heavy, but it certainly is intimidating when you get up close to it, isn't it?
I didn't go stand underneath it last night as I was walking the dogs. That's been another nice thing. Now that we've got two puppies, honestly, we've been looking for nice hotels, not necessarily roadside motels, but nice hotels that will allow us to bring the dogs, maybe for an extra fee. And I was really thrilled to see that your hotel has a few rooms set aside for that kind of thing.
We do. We love our pets. As a matter of fact, I was going to ask you how your two pups are doing this morning. It's Jax and Teddy, right?
Yeah, Yeah, Jax and Teddy Roosevelt, they have both been very loud at the most inopportune times on the radio, but Alonzo's
as
been
is,
walking.
As out. Is yeah. usually the case, but yes, yeah. we do accept pets. We don't discriminate. We are happy to share the getaway time with four-leggeds as much as we are with our human travelers. And
well, they've enjoyed it. We've gone hiking on the trails down by the James River through the city. I mean, I couldn't believe when I was looking at the map that at the top of the ridge, maybe, 50 yards from where we were, is the city of Lynchburg, and you wouldn't have known it. I mean, we were down by the river and thought we were hiking through the woods.
Yeah, the Percival's Island Trail that you were likely on is part of the Blackwater Creek Trail, and it is lovely not only to take that trail, because it is exactly what you said. Once you get going on that trail, you feel like you've gone into the mountains, and it's always a lovely surprise to come out, no matter which side of the trail you come out on, and see that you're, you know, still here in the city. So it's a great place for folks like yourself to be able to take your pets out, go hiking, families. We've seen a lot of that this summer, just families getting away and being excited about the outdoor opportunities that they have so close to the hotel.
Well, the dogs sure loved it. And I also have to tell you, because I haven't seen you since we ate at the restaurant downstairs, you can feed me a hamburger and I'm fine. I'm okay. Now, Alonzo is a little bit of a food snob. He likes to go to really very, much to my chagrin, very expensive, upscale, fancy restaurants. And we didn't know what to expect when we went to the Shoemaker's restaurant downstairs. I got to tell you, not that I have the most refined palate in the world, but it was, wow, really amazing. And you even impressed Mr. Snoot over here, who was not sure what we were going to encounter. And we both loved it.
Well, that's great to hear. Shoemaker's is a fantastic place to eat. You said it yourself, you got to experience it, and so many of our guests are not only local, but we have guests that come from all over just to eat at Shoemaker's, and a lot of times it is they ate there on their wedding night, and they wanted to come back and celebrate again, and it's just lovely to have them come stay with us and then come up and, you know, tell us how much they've enjoyed reminiscing from the last time that they stayed with us, and that the meal was just as good. So it's quite a compliment. Thank you very much. Tell Alonzo thank you. Yeah. And I'm glad that you're able to enjoy it.
Well, Mike Lavery, our business guy, who's on early in the morning without any prompting, he said the same thing. He and his wife have come here specifically to enjoy Shoemaker. So I appreciate the chance to do that. Now, because we have so many business people who do listen to this program, entrepreneurs and the like, and I think everybody has suffered for the last few months, can I ask you a business question? How have things been for you in the hotel world over the last several months with COVID? And are things getting better? What do you think?
Well, I will say that in the beginning, and so we'll talk about that fateful, you know, March 13th when everything yeah. sort of was announced, right? It was pretty rough, not just for us, but for the hospitality community as a whole. And so we made the decision to stay open for our community, for our healthcare workers, our first line responders. We wanted to make sure that we had accommodations available that were clean and safe. And so, again, the first few weeks were really rough. As we've headed through, approached Mother's Day and gotten through the summer, I will say that things have been better, but they're not what they used to be. And so we're just all anticipating when we can get back to that place. Our weekends are something that we look forward to because it feels like the Craddock Terry. We're busy, we're sold out, we've got guests that are eating in our restaurants and enjoying the outdoors, and now that fall's coming around, the weather and the foliage, and so the weekends have been amazing because that's what we thrive on, is the energy that comes from our guests. What we really miss is those weekdays. I'm sure that, as you probably know yourself, corporate travel is still pretty much at a standstill. So when we're sitting here Sunday through Thursday, we are definitely missing our corporate travelers, and we're anticipating once again when they're going to be able to get back out into the world of corporate travel and come stay with us again. But that is a great time for, I would say, families to still come visit during the week. So many of our students are learning virtually. So many of our friends are working from home, and we've got great internet access. We've got rooms that are spacious. So why not work and do school with a change of scenery?
Well, that's kind of what we decided to do this weekend, and why I didn't, you know, hop in the car and rush back to Richmond last night to do the show this morning. I mean, you know, my boss, as long as I'm on the air, it doesn't seem like he's freaking out if I'm not sitting, you know, sitting in Richmond. I can almost be anywhere, and I'm really excited to have the chance to share my experiences in Lynchburg with our audience, because I suspect that even the people who've been really locked down and worried and diligent over the last few months, that we're reaching a place where they might want to get out and safely explore, you know, parts of Virginia that are so accessible to them, just about 2 hours away from Richmond. And I've loved being here at the Craddock Terry Hotel in Lynchburg. What a beautiful view out my window right now. BJ Alleman is the hotel director. So ask for when you come to the Craddock Terry Hotel, or if you're making a reservation. Again, thanks for hosting us, and thanks for coming on the air this morning, BJ.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to have you, and we definitely look forward to having you all back again.
We will certainly come back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.